Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The government's consultative forum on international security got underway this morning in UCC, and our reporter Brian O'Connell was there. Brian, it got off to a dramatic and tense start as protesters inside the event unfurled banners and indeed tried to shout down Tháinig the Micheál Martin.
Yes, sir. Well, sorry, sir. The line just dropped for a second. I mean, protesters began gathering here from about 8 o'clock this morning, and they were from groups such as the Connolly Youth Movement, Peace and Neutrality Alliance, the Irish Neutrality League, the Irish Anti-War Movement, and they took issue with the background of some of the speakers here. They felt it shouldn't be held in UCC and it should be in a more public space. The president of the UCC, Professor John O'Halloran, had opened the event here this morning and he welcomed the Tánaiste. And just as Tánaiste Micheál Martin began, six protesters unfurled a banner referencing NATO, and then they began making speeches. This went on, I would say, from about up to 20 minutes. I'm not sure if you have that clip, do you?
I think we do. Let's have a listen.
Could I also say, I think the most undemocratic thing you could do is try and shut down debate, and that's what you're trying to do here this morning. You are trying to shut down debate. You're behaving in a manner that's intolerant of the freedom of speech. You don't want to allow other views to come forward. What you are saying is debate on your terms and on nobody else's terms. But that's not what we're going to do today. We're going to debate these issues.
Well, that certainly sounded pretty heated, Brian.
It was pretty heated, and eventually afterwards Gardaí intervened and the protesters were escorted out of the Boulle Theatre here. Protests began again when Forum Chair Professor Louise Richardson took to the stage. She was objected to by one protester. He referenced her DBE and he said there was an engagement in Irish from him, and then that would have ended after a couple of minutes. So things really settled down after that. The opening tone was about robust civility and a principle of listening to the other side. And then the first session panels got underway. Looking at global security environment, it was moderated by Suzanne Lynch. They were looking at the post-security situation after the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. They were looking at the implications for Ireland. And it actually became a fairly wide-ranging discussion then by the panellists. They looked at China's position in the world, the lessons to be learned from the Cuban Missile Crisis, what role peace talks may or may not play in resolving the conflict in Ukraine. So as you can see, it became quite wide-ranging.
And you spoke then to some of the protesters who were outside the event.
Protesters, as I said, had been gathering here since early morning, and I did speak to some of those who objected to this forum taking place.
The problem here with the forum is that it is very heavily stacked in terms of continuing the process of aligning Ireland with the military apparatus in Europe and in the Western allies. It ignores the fact that there are 200 countries in the world that are not aligned.
I just feel that we have to defend Ireland's neutrality. Ireland is a neutral country, and that's what we're kind of known for internationally. I've lived all over the world, I've met lots of people, and when you tell them they're from Ireland, everybody has the same reaction, and that's unique. You know, it's kind of, I think we should strive to just keep it like that.
Do you not think debate and discussion is a good thing?
Oh, yeah, I do. I just feel like we're being blocked out of it. I think this is all happening by stealth and we're not really included.
Councillor Ted Tynan, member of the Workers' Party of Ireland.
I've just listened to the Tánaiste speaking there, and he felt the protesters who were inside were trying to shut down debate, shut down discussion. And he said that's the very opposite of free speech.
No, it was quite the opposite, because they were trying to create the debate and open it up more rather than it be dominated. The whole idea behind the consultative forum that they're calling it is supposed to be a democratic forum, but it's not. It's dominated and controlled by pro-NATO people.
So why aren't you inside in the lecture theatre putting that opinion across?
Well, I was in there now for half an hour and I listened to a load of diatribe, quite honestly, Brian. Ireland is a neutral country and neutrality can be a very effective weapon because you can talk to both sides. And Ireland should be talking to Russia and should be talking to Ukraine.
So this event, as we know, is to carry on for the next few days. Do you expect more protests?
I think there will be more protests. And it's not to shut down debate, but it's to open up debate even more. The whole idea.
So there isn't anything you've heard, and you've been in the theatre, lecture theatre, yeah, this morning. There isn't anything you've heard that's changed your opinion?
No.
Okay, well, he's pretty clear, isn't he, Brian? Has that protest died down now, then?
Yeah, as I said, I mean, the real sort of initial flurry of it lasted about 20 minutes. There's still some protesters outside the entrance to the lecture theatres here in UCC, but numbers really have declined. And while people have been objecting early on to some of the content, I have to say it has been very respectful. There were exchanges from those present from the floor during the panel discussions, MEPs Mick Wallace, Claire Daly, Sinn Féin's Matt Carty also. And those afternoon sessions began with the UN Youth Delegate David Giles, and then just a short time ago, there was a really interesting panel on cybersecurity. It looked at what are the cyber threats that Ireland currently faces, how can we predict and prepare for threats in the future. And then this panel would have included expertise from the private sector as well. So quite a good engagement on that. A little while ago, during one of the coffee breaks, I did speak to some of the attendees, beginning with this first-year law student.
There seems to be a good diversity of opinion. You have an awful lot of people very, very strongly trying to... let's say, put a lot of emphasis on the importance of neutrality, while at the same time you have more people then who are, let's say, trying to maybe more in favour of cooperation. So it's interesting that there is that sort of balance there is that sort of mixture there.
Have you heard anything that's changed any of the viewpoints you had before coming here?
Maybe we often neglect, let's say, how does Ireland situate itself further afield, let's say, in Africa, Asia. This forum, I suppose, is designed to deal with all sort of international foreign policy questions.
I actually don't know which side I'm coming down on. I'm very, very neutral.
So did anything you heard in the first half today sway you in any way?
I wouldn't say it swayed me. I haven't made up my mind on any level. It did give voice to the people that have objections, which I think is fair enough.
I suppose we came here as just interested citizens, and I think the idea of these 3 or 4 days is excellent because it's informing us. The protests, I thought, were fair enough, went on a bit too long, and, you know, there is a contradiction that they weren't allowing other people to express their views.
Yeah, and then once that ended, it settled into quite an interesting engagement.
Very interesting, and something that I think I will be discussing with other people. This is something that needs to be discussed in the pubs and at the fireplace. Like, we are conduits of information going out to the public, and I think that's what Micheál Martin thought about.
Now, as we know, Brian, this forum will continue tomorrow in Galway and then move on to Dublin. But there has been a lot of focus in advance on the chair of the event, Louise Richardson. Has she made any reference at this stage to the comments that were made by President Higgins?
She hasn't, but we are anticipating she may speak to media in about an hour's time, just as it finishes up. So if she does, and if she does make a comment, I'll certainly update you a little bit later on. Tánaiste and Micheál Martin was asked about President Higgins' comments and didn't give an opinion on it, but he did talk a little later on in a general sense around how universities, as he said, should be places of debate and discussion. And he was referring back to his own time in University College Cork, when philosophy and history societies had very rigorous debates, he said. And he said he felt some universities were shying away from debate, and he was warning against that. Someone then asked, was he talking about cancel culture? And he said he wasn't going to go there in terms of labelling. He said that wasn't useful. But he said something like this forum, he felt in the university, was very appropriate and very important in his view.
All right, Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for joining us with that. And we will be returning to this issue with the British ambassador, Paul Johnson, a little later in the programme.